1212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Now we're chatting about tattoo regret and
ragrets.
Ragrets. The reason why we're doing that is because an image has been floating around social media in the last few days of a mysterious man with a big tattoo of Pauline Hanson on his leg.
Yeah.
Now we're not sure if this guy regrets it or not. We're not sure who it is, but we have done our research, mate.
Yeah, we have.
We've tracked him down.
We've gone to the internet and we've found the man. Actually, we'd love to take credit for it, but he got in touch with us.
He actually did.
And he was like, "Hey guys, I'm the guy." He joins us on the phone right now.
Bailey from Boddington, you are the famous man with the Pauline Hanson tattoo that we have seen trending all weekend. Now, firstly, when did you get this tattoo?
I got it done on the 31st of August, so I'm not long ago.
That's a freshie. Yeah, and do you, I don't know, I'm not assuming that this was a joke or anything. Like, are you a massive Pauline Hanson fan, or was it a bit of a joke?
No, it's just a bit of a joke, really. Yeah, don't really follow politics that much.
And without going into too much detail, were you intoxicated at the time and it was a big funny joke? Or was this a thing that you'd been planning for weeks and you booked an appointment, went in and got it?
I had a few that night, yeah. Me and mate were talking at the local Bob pub and, yeah, we're talking about stupid tattoo ideas after having a few beers, and one thing led to another, booked our tattoo in about a week's time.
Now, mate, you've got a bunch of publicity around this, right? Has Pauline been in touch at all?
She actually has been in touch with me, yeah.
Oh,
she messaged me on Instagram a couple of days after the tattoo.
Well, you're telling me Pauline Hanson slid into your DMs. Yeah.
She slid into my DMs.
What'd she say?
Oh, she was curious about the tattoo and what possessed me in getting the tattoo and wanting to meet up next time she's in Perth so we can have a chat and take a photo with it.
Oh, so are you dating Pauline Hanson now? So what's going on?
Oh, early days. I wish.
Early days.
So because we are talking about tattoo regrets today, do you have any regret with that tattoo or not?
At the moment, not really.
It's still the honeymoon period.
Yeah.
It's still the period, yeah. It's still in the fresh period and it's getting quite popular so far, but probably in the future I might have some regrets of it.
Is there any way you can kind of, do you have any plans for what you could turn it into?
Oh, I haven't really thought about it. No.
You could just get all of our politicians just on your leg and just cover the whole thing.
You could collect them all.
Yeah. We're actually having a chat about it to Mace the other day about it. Just have one leg just dedicated to politicians.
I love it so much. Well, thank you, Bailey. I feel like you've probably made a lot of people feel better about if they've maybe got some tattoos
True.
That they don't think that they're comfortable with. You've just got a big Pauline Hanson on your leg and you're absolutely owning it. So thank you so much.
No worries. Cheers, homie.
And, mate, if you do get in touch and go on that date with Pauline, shoot us a DM of the picture
yeah,
of you together.
Please.
Slide into our DMs, mate. Pass it on.
We're currently chatting about tattoo regrets.
Which always reminds me of that scene from that movie, Where the Millers.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, those are cool tats, man. I mean, what is this one?
Oh, this? That's my credo. No regrets.
No ragrets. That's my credo.
Love that. Now, the reason why we're chatting about this is because this image went viral of someone who had a Pauline Hanson tattoo over the weekend, and we tracked this man down. His name's Bailey from Boddington.
Yeah.
Really cool bloke. And he doesn't really regret his Pauline Hanson tattoo yet.
Yeah, he said not yet. Maybe a little bit down the track.
Not yet. Maybe in a little bit. So we actually did ask the question on our Facebook page as well. So if you want to go and have your say, hit WA, go and check it out. Some of my favourite ones. First of all, there's a very weird one, which I can't explain too well. So definitely go and check it out on the Facebook. It's of these weird little lollipops,
Have people posted pictures
people
of
People have
their...
posted photos of their tattoos they regret. So there's a photo of these lollipops, but they've got faces and they're sort of skeleton looking like a creepy, probably a weird little emo stage someone went through and now they need to get it covered up. It's also one of a black panther just sort of like clawing at someone's arm, but they said they're getting it covered up next year.
Oh, right.
Which is something cool you can do with the ones you regret.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
if
yeah.
you're lucky, you can cover it up to be something
better.
Or if
better. You can find a decent artist that can turn it into something
yeah,
else.
Yeah, right? So hopefully that's what you can do. But with a Pauline Hanson or something, or like this one, a Donald Trump tattoo that I've seen, I don't know what you could turn that one into.
I mean, what possessed them to get it in the first place?
I don't know, but I then Googled Donald Trump tattoo, and there's a lot out there, but most of them are jokes, like it's a cartoon of him, and, you know, it's pulling the fun out of him, but this one is just his face. And then my favourite one is just a simple outline of an emu export that someone's got tattooed on.
Oh, and they regret that.
Well, they posted the photo of it. Maybe they're just showing it off.
No, I was going to say, mate, if you've got the, the red can on you.
No regrets.
Not at all.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.